Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcasts. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
And we are back again. Welcome to Real Talk with AH3 on the Black Independent Network on Bashani Radio App. I am Alvin Hollinger III, AH3 to most, El Papi Chocolate to some. You can always connect with me and see more of my thoughts and musings at facebook.com/purposed1alvinIII. Again, that's facebook.com/purposed1alvinIII. And ladies and gentlemen, mailbag is open. You can send me questions and topic requests to realtalkwithah3@gmail.com. I may choose a few to cover over time. Please check out the archives for more of my great podcast episodes again on the Bashani Radio app. And here's what I have for you today. I'm going to tell y'all my thoughts on the art of knowing others. I was, of course, thinking about next thing that I would want to share with the world and how it could possibly help them and how I can explain how it's helped me in my life. And it just hit me, the thought of knowing others. What can you do with the ability, the art of knowing others without having to ask them, without having to demand consistent input from them, without them having to tell you who they are, how to infer the absolute most information out of a person, experience a person, showing a person? Well, to me, it's quite simple, and there's only a few pieces to it, and as many things in life, it's kind of a great paradox or a great irony. The spoiler is basically to know others and to be proficient at the art of knowing others. You must be proficient at the art of knowing yourself, knowing who you are in your current interim, in your current stage of development and clarity and understanding about you, your passions, your revulsions, your patterns of behaviors when it comes to being in your environment, affected by your environment, your triggers, what turns you on, what gets you angry, what puts you in a state of peace. It's a very, very, you have to come to a very, very intimate understanding. Intimate and honestly unbiased, you know. You have to acknowledge both your light sides and your dark sides, and you have to acknowledge how to shift yourself where you truly desire to be, mentally, emotionally, psychologically, all that stuff. It all starts right there. Shortcutting that pattern will keep you in a place to where you won't be able to master the art of knowing others. You haven't even mastered the art of knowing yourself and accepting yourself and places where you can't accept, adjusting yourself no matter how flattering or painful it may be, and also getting out of your life the malevolent or negative enablers to patterns that you know don't serve you, don't help you at all, and that's really basically the gist of it. But I'll go further down the hole with things that you can do to know yourself in order to know others better. There's, of course, education, self-education, experience, which everyone loves to talk about. Just get in there, make it happen. And finally, reflection. I did a similar podcast a couple of weeks ago, but I want to focus mainly on truly the art of knowing others, because this plays so much into our daily interactions, life amongst family, friends, haters, work environments, relationship environments, sexual situations, sexual politics, hashtag sexual politics, the most known unknown power game in the world. Gotta love it. Anyway, so here we go. The first step is education. And that could come in many different forms. Education is kind of an external to internal process. It's using resources and information that you gather from your environment in many different forms and putting that together to come to a certain workable conclusion that you apply in your life. For instance, education can be advice from people that you respect. You know, your brother circles, your sister circles, authority figures such as parents, clergy, mentors that you pick in your life, things like that. And listening to their journey, which is comprised of the education and the experience and the reflection that they've had, and seeing how it correlates to your life's understanding, or if their line of reasoning or if their intuition is shown to lead them in places that you would desire to be. Education is powerful because education allows you to obtain information without having to constantly directly have personal experience with the situation. Sometimes it can help you cut down on the proverbial learning curve of actually obtaining this information. With that being said, it can also be limited. And I mean limited in the sense of, because we live in such a, basically an information abundant environment, what happens is you get caught up in a cycle of obtaining all this information, and you will inevitably run into conflicting or paradoxical information. And if everything is completely just in your external education of things, you'll get into a loop because you'll find paradoxes and conflicts that will not allow you to move forward with all this information that you have. It becomes, the very thing that can free you becomes a trap. Life is full of paradoxes, right? So how do you remedy that? How do you remedy obtaining all this great information that makes sense, and it makes sense in a paradoxical way, an opposite way? The way that you do that is you go to the next level. Experience. Experience is arguably what we're all here for. To experience, to play out a story, to have profound sensations and feelings based around this story. We have five known senses in order to derive these experiences from this environment. So there it goes with experience. So once you obtain the body of information, and let me go back to information real quick. So there's information from other people. There's information from people that you're not related to. That's books, social media, music, you just hearing a random conversation out and about in your environment. What else is it? Literature, stories, as in the arts, music, movies, things like that. In the books or information category, actually learning different psychological and spiritual archetype systems, because there's repeated behaviors that you can see unpacked through those things, but you have to understand the archetypes in order to truly see them unfold within yourself and other people. Those are very powerful too. So that was, I wanted to put that part back into education. I just remembered it. Okay, experience. Eventually, you got to get out there and do it and interact and be a part and have inquisitive conversations and watch actions and watch outcomes of the things around your life. And those are the things that help to shape you, because they either bring in a certain pleasure or a certain pain, a certain understanding about that experience. It becomes something that you feel you either want to repeat throughout your life as a personal behavior or preference, or something that you do not want to repeat, something that you want to create a boundary from. And experience is a powerful thing. It truly is a counterbalance of sort, or one of the counterbalances to education. And it also can have its shortcomings as well. There's a lot of people who have a lot of experience in their lives in various areas, but they don't have a certain clarity that would help make their life better. And so they end up just like going into loops with education. They go into loops with experiences. There are literally people out here who live many years and they don't know why they do what they do, but they just keep doing and being that. But they still have a certain unrest or frustration with that pattern. And so the thing that ties both education and experience together ultimately gets you to a place to where you understand yourself, therefore you understand people and your in the environment without much direct interaction with each person, is reflection. You have to take time in your life, I would say arguably even by yourself, and reflect upon the education you've obtained and the experience and how you used it, if you have used it or if you need to use it. And you need to reflect on what's being created within your own personal power based upon these things. And it will tell a story. It will reveal a pattern. And you have to be strong enough to accept that pattern and to adjust that pattern as you see fit. And that is where you start to know others intimately as you know yourself, because you first have gotten to the place to know yourself. And reflection is a powerful thing, because it takes all that you have done externally and now it puts it in its proper place internally. And that is where you start to live what I call the effective life. Effective doesn't mean perfect, but effective does mean a life of perfecting your path, your experience, and also perfecting the responses to things that you don't have control over. And that is where you start to get to a place where you can experience the most profound perspective, power, pleasure, peace, as well as adjust against the adversities, the disappointments, the things that you lack control of externally in your life. I personally think that it's a beautiful place because you're not run by neither your overanalysis, nor are you ran by neither your impulses. It's almost godlike, if you kind of think about it, because now you've essentially created your own universe, and you know the inner workings of it, and you can truly embody your domain. And when it comes to us as humans, we're always looking for extra outlets of power, extra outlets of predictability, stability, but at the same time, release, pleasure, exuberance, desire, all that stuff. Many different paradoxical things that we want to bring to the front of our experience, or we want to back off from our experiences at any given time. So I've given you all what I would arguably say the cheat code to knowing yourself first, then knowing others, and knowing the environment, and therefore being able to position yourself into the outcomes that you truly desire, and understanding why you want those desires. So this has been yet another episode of Real Talk with AH3. The background music, of course, is provided by Mr. Free Will, FR33WILL. And for more information, you can contact him at Lightwalker, FR33WILL, at gmail.com. Again, that's Light, LIGHT, Walker, FR33WILL. At gmail.com. And until next time, ladies and gentlemen, peace.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.